I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
What I've noticed is in my own personal journey with this, I can easily become a critic of people's actions. I can become judgmental about what they're not doing. I can look at people who are far from God and kind of turn my head and say, well, I'm glad I'm not like that, like the Pharisee did to the tax collector. But when I stop and I show kindness to them, it opens up a conversation, even builds a friendship, and allows me to share Jesus with them. I think it was Rick Warren who said, I've never led an enemy to Christ, only a friend, which tells us that our attempts sometimes to transform the world via our theology bombs we launch on Facebook and other social media platforms, or our condemning or critical comments that we make towards people or about people who we hope will one day listen, doesn't really give us the kind of traction we're looking for. But when we are kind to others, it puts them in a position to hear the good news, and God shows them grace.
We so need that today in this contentious world we live in. We also live in a world that doesn't always seem like there's a lot of hope. And you talk about that as well, that when we place our hope in God, then God gives us hope. And give us some hope today, Rusty, in that area.
Well, I think we have to remember that this is a much bigger thing than just what we see. I heard the analogy recently of if you watch 15 minutes of the Star Wars movies, it would be a little bit shallow of you to begin to make predictions or tell George Lucas where he should go next if you've only seen 15 minutes of the 13 hours. And I think that in our case, we only see but a glimpse, as Paul refers to. We only see what's going on right now. We don't recognize the huge story God is unfolding that's begun from the beginning of time. We play a very small piece in that. But God has such great things he wants to do in us and through us, some of which we see in our lifetime, some of which we will not. I tell a story in the book about a friend of mine who was a part of our church that was so instrumental in helping us get out of the movie theater and into a building. And he never got to worship in the building because he died before we moved in. But the amount of people that came to Christ and now are worshiping in that building because of this guy's testimony, the life that he led, would be a far greater gift to him than had he been able to be alive long enough to be in that building. He would have never seen that ahead of time. But we get to see that, and now he gets to see that from the other side. But the hope that we have is that our partnership with God makes a lasting impression that doesn't just last in this life, but in the life to come.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.